Hey, we got a really special show ahead. Dr. Kevin Lehman, maybe you've read one of his many, many books, Parenting and Marriage. He's joining me today on the phone, and we're going to talk about teenagers, raising teens. And I chuckle because both Kevin and I have been through that. And you know, if you're in the middle of that now or going through that or about to go through it, you know that it can be a beautiful time, but it can also be a great challenge as those teenagers are starting to develop their own way of viewing things and their own sort of values and so on. And it can be a time of challenge, but it can be a rewarding time as well. So we're going to get into all that in just a moment. By the way, today's program is a best of, which means that the callers for today have already been recorded. However, we'd love to invite you live to share your question that you have or a comment that's sharing about what you have done in raising teens that you'd find helpful for others. And you're welcome to do that as you call 888-888-1717. You know, I've heard it said when I was in training that the teen years is really an ambivalent time for kids. This is a time when they're in between childhood, where they kind of know who they are, and adulthood, which they're not quite sure who they are yet. And so it can be not only difficult for you as a parent, but also for them, kind of an ambivalent time. So while it can be an exciting time, it certainly is an important time for parents. All right, let's get at it. Kevin, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I was just thinking, Randy, you know, we have raised 8 teenagers between the two of us.
Yeah. Wow.
So we ought to know something.
Yeah. And we'll be kind. I mean, we don't want to scare you, but we want you to know that this is something you can do and do successfully. I'd love to have you join in. If you have a question, Dr. Kevin Lehman and myself today, Parenting Teens, How to Be Intentional with Teens, 888-888-1717 is the phone number. You know, Kevin, the stats today with parents, challenges are somewhat different than what we even had a few years ago, especially as it has to do with online. And for instance, some of the studies show that, here's one for instance, 44% of kids ages 8 to 16 have hidden their online activity from their parents, and the proportion increases as kids get older. 70% of parents whose kids have hidden their online activity are unaware of what their kids are doing on the internet. And this is just one of the challenges. Today, some things that we didn't have the challenge quite as great as we do today, you know, is the telephone and the, you know, and maybe the television and other forms of media. Today, these kids can have things coming into their life that we never saw before. And it creates some new challenges, I think, for parents who want to do an effective job in raising their kids.
Well, for sure. But, you know, here's a question for your listeners on intentional living to think about. As we talk about teenagers today, are your kids comfortable around you, parents? Think about that for a minute. Are your kids comfortable around you? And now ask yourself, do you gravitate toward people that you're uncomfortable with? Food for thought as we look at teenagers today, Randy.
Well, so from the standpoint of being comfortable, you mean so the kids can talk about things in their life, and in other words, there's communication, so the parents get some idea of what's going on at a deeper level, maybe when the kids are online doing things?
Yeah, if you look at the family as a business, are they part owners of the business? Do they have a say in things? Are they listened to? Lots of times, I know I'm trying to teach men all the time, you have to listen without judgment. And boy, that's tough.
Yeah.
And lots of times, as you know, kids will throw things out there, a zinger, so to speak, just to see if you're going to react or respond.
Yes.
And, you know, there's an art form here, I think, in rearing kids, because what worked for number one child doesn't always work for number two or number four.
Absolutely. Well, Kathleen wants to ask a question from New Mexico. By the way, the phone line's open, 888-888-1717. You're welcome to join us. Kathleen, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are
good,
you?
Good. Well, we're doing well. How can we help you? Good. What's your question?
Well, I have a 15-year-old granddaughter, and she just turned 15, and she's a new Christian. And she has this boyfriend that is just a bad kid, and he's always wanting her to buy stuff for him, expensive things, and then also he calls her horrible names, and she is allowing that. She thinks she loves this guy, and he's 15 also. And it's so many people have told her, you know, this is not good. This, we know this boy's history, and, you know, he's not someone you should be associating with. And she doesn't see that, and she apparently has very low self-esteem because she wrote him a text and told him how she didn't deserve him, that, you know, he was so wonderful. And so I just feel like there's got to be self-esteem issues. And
well, let me ask a question, Kathleen. Are mom and dad involved? Are you raising your 15-year-old granddaughter?
No, my my daughter is, and her parents are divorced, but she is with her dad some and mostly with her mom.
So 15-year-old, low self-esteem, getting some, you know, attention from the another 15-year-old boy who you observed not treating her well. And now, who has the greatest influence in your 15-year-old granddaughter's life?
The mom.
So mom has the influence. Kevin, that's a big thing. You know, we see a disaster when you hear a story like that. We know how this is going to end because we've seen it. But what does a grandparent or parent do when they see this kind of thing unfolding? And the 15-year-old, their brain is not, you know, fully hardened yet, you know. And so they're thinking, no, you don't understand. This is different. We're different, you know. Where does a parent begin?
Well, it's difficult. We're talking to grandma now. Keep in mind, everybody, we're not talking to mom. We're talking to grandmother, who loves her granddaughter, loves her daughter. And any time a grandparent steps into the world of a parent, you have to be careful. Because, as Randy said, we can predict where this one's going. And most of the predictions would be it's going in a negative direction. So the key is, how do you come alongside of your daughter and, in essence, say something like, listen, I just want you to know I'll support you in any way I can. Tell me what I need to do if you feel like you'd like me to help in any way. Now, some people are listening and I say, well, that's not a lot of help. Well, the question is, where do you start?
Yeah.
And that's how you start. Not telling your daughter what she should do with granddaughter, number one. As grandparents, we all know what we would tell our kids as we watch our children raise our grandchildren. We all have ideas on that.
Yeah, exactly.
It gets us into trouble when we open our mouth too much. So step one is come alongside of her. If she's a person of faith, I would again join her in prayer for your daughter. This kid is bad news. If I'm talking to your daughter, Kathleen, I'm telling your daughter to invite that other kid over that's, quote, using your terms, a bad kid or whatever. And why would I say that? Because the more eyes on him, help your daughter see him in a more realistic way.
Yeah, I think I would add to that, Kevin. If I were the grandparent, I would. If I heard something, if I, you know, if I actually heard the this kid saying something to my granddaughter that I was offended by, I might, after that moment, talk to my granddaughter and say, you know, honey, I heard so-and-so say this to you. I just want to tell you how I felt when I heard that. I felt, wow, you're such a terrific young lady, and God's given you so many gifts. And then he says something to you that just felt so inappropriate to me. How'd that make you feel? In other words, you're not telling her, but you're asking her to explore her own feelings about being talked to that way, drawing her out in terms of responding to how she feels. Because I think you're right, Kevin. It's easy for us as parents or grandparents to jump in and tell our kids what they should do. And when we do that, it creates creates a problem.
Kathleen, the other thing to just remember, and I'm sure you know this, but why would a 15-year-old, and again, new in Christ, that's hard to believe that she would go that direction, but why would any 15-year-old kid bring a guy around that literally isn't any good for her?
Yeah.
And the answer, of course, is that, well, she doesn't feel that she's worth more than that.
Boy, and that's very true. And as a parent, listen, you got to set expectations for your kids. This idea of dating and being involved at 15, that's pretty young. And I know today there's a lot of exposure that kids have online and so on. But I don't think young people today, at least my observation, are learning as much about how to connect in relationship as maybe in the past, today with so much social media. Okay, a quick break. We're talking parenting today, in particular with teenagers. And my friend, best-selling author, counselor, psychologist, Dr. Kevin Lehman is joining me on the phone line. If you have a question on parenting, especially with parenting a teenager, I'd love to have you join in. The phone line is 888-888-1717. Comes right here into our Intentional Living studio. 888-888-1717. Questions on parenting teens today at Intentional Living. As I say at Intentional Living, we tend to judge ourselves by our good intentions. And I think many times people get into marriage because their intentions are good, but we always judge by the other person by their expectations. And so that's why in counseling, I've seen couples that I've counseled with over the years, and the guy's just oblivious. You know, I'm going to work, I'm doing my thing, I'm doing all these things, and she's just never happy. Well, I said, hey, is it possible that your intentions are good? I mean, you're doing all the right things, but her expectation is time, sharing, being there, and you're missing the difference between an intention and an expectation.
Oh my goodness.
Whenever an expectation is not met, we know that creates disappointment in a relationship.
Oh man. Man, I'm telling you, that I'm writing all of this down right now. Praise the Lord. That is it. Gosh, that just spoke to me on so many levels right now. That was awesome.
Well, that's Big Daddy Weave, Mike Weaver. And Mike, when we get on the cruise, I'm going to check it out to see if you did take those notes, because, you know, he's in the midst of raising his kids, three of them, in fact, and they're going to be with us on the cruise along with his wife, Candace. Big Daddy Weave will be leading us in worship. He and his wife, Candace, will be teaching a little bit. Our ministry president, Evan, will be teaching, sharing with us. His wife, Kelly, will be with him. And then, of course, my wife, Donna, and I, as I get a chance to share with you about intentional living and what does it mean and how can it be an encouragement to you. It's just going to be an uplifting and a very positive week of music and worship and praise, but mostly for you and those you bring to be able to enjoy the great creation God has made throughout this cruise area, Alaska. It's a gorgeous cruise. If you've never been on a cruise or have never been to Alaska, don't miss out. This is the one you need to come on, and it's coming up pretty soon. This is a great time. Say, hey, honey, you want to go on a cruise? June 12 through 19, you can get your cabin reserved today. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and get your cabin reserved for the cruise to Alaska, where we'll be celebrating together what God is doing and what he's done. And then, of course, really focusing as we get a chance to share a little bit about living that intentional life in Christ. So I hope you'll do that today.
Who's your favorite?
Huh?
Who's your favorite?
Oh, you, of course.
And who's your favorite?
I said you.
What?
You asked me who's my favorite. It's you.
Thanks, but I was just adding some favorites to the web browser.
Okay, well, I have another for you. It's theintentionallife.com.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Yep, you can listen on demand, keyword search the program archives, shop the online store, connect to social, and even get freebies.
Theintentionallife.com. My favorite.
Today, teenagers. You know, this is that, you know, I remember hearing that the teen years are a very ambivalent time. Kids are not kids. They're not young. They're not little, but they're not quite growing up. And the whole idea of adolescence is a 20th and 21st century phenomenon, especially in the culture in which we live. And it's getting even more difficult for young people today. High levels of depression, suicide, a lot of things that go on, bullying that happens online, and some of the challenges that you have as a parent. I will say this. You want to be an effective parent, be an intentional parent, you got to get your nose in to know what's going on without being too nosy. There's a difference. You keep your nose in without being too nosy in the process, because you need to be aware of what's happening with your kids. Dr. Kevin Lehman is joining me today, and we're talking teenagers, and we get questions that come in, Kevin, a lot that get left on our comment line. For instance, here's Juvie from New Mexico. She's dealing with disrespect. Here's her question, and then we're gonna try to answer it. Juvie.
He's 18 years old. He just graduated, and he does work, you know, at a job that pays well, and he helps us with the bills and stuff, but he's getting pretty disrespectful with us when we do ask him about his day. He you know, kind of short-tempered because I understand he doesn't work a lot of hours. He does lifers, which is like from 10 to like 10. And, you know, I mean, he's just getting grouchier, you know. And being 18 years old, I don't know how to discipline that.
All right. Well, Kevin, we hear that. I mean, how many disrespectful calls have we taken over our lifetime of helping parents with teens? And we want to be intentional with this. What are some steps at work?
Well, I think realize that, you know, 17, 18-year-old kids, they're really flexing their muscles. They're part of what they're angry about is they want to be independent of us. They want to think that they're so grown up and big. And the reality is, if you look at most 18-year-olds today, they wouldn't have underwear on if their parents didn't buy it for them. So most parents, or most 18-year-olds, are very dependent upon their children. But one thing I would offer to you, and I've offered this so much to people in the past couple of years especially, parents, don't feel like you have to carry that conversation. Try as best you can not to ask that son or daughter a question. And some of you are thinking, boy, if I didn't do that, I'd never hear a word from my son or daughter. Well, give it a try. If you want that son or daughter to talk to you, ask for their opinion about something. And especially for us males, and I'm including us husbands in this, if you ask a husband a question, he may not answer it, but if you ask him her opinion on something, he might talk your ear off. So lay back a little bit. Realize he's going through a stage, but don't forget that discipline is still a part. Mm-hmm. He's living in your home. He's mouthy to you. He's disrespectful. And just wait, because it won't be long before he needs something, whether it's a $20 bill or a ride or my car broke down, can I borrow your car or whatever. Yeah. And that's the time just to gently tell him, no, honey, I don't feel like doing that right now. And when he chases you down to what's going on with you, what's the big deal, you just simply say, well, quite frankly, I'm just real unhappy about how you've talked to me lately, and walk away.
Yeah, and that's really what you refer to as reality discipline.
Right.
I mean, you're holding them accountable. I would add, too, I think the good news, Juvie, if I heard what you said, it sounds like this hasn't been a pattern, hasn't been a lifestyle for your grandson here. Or your son, rather, to be disrespectful. But, you know, he's 18, like Kevin says, going through transition. He's working. He's tired. He's exhausted. And so this is kind of a new experience for him as well. And it may be something that you want to just sit down with your son and talk to him about. Listen, you know, I'm observing this. It's kind of new. I know you're tired. But listen, you know, as a mom, this is how I feel when you do that, and it's not something that's going to be tolerated in the house. I love you, but, and then I think following through with keeping some reality, that's important. All right, we're talking teenagers today, and Dr. Kevin Lehman is my guest, the author of, I don't know, I'm going to ask him in a moment how many, but it's got to be over 50 books, including many on parenting and marriage. He's joining us on the line for you to take your questions. And we've got a good one coming up. Monica in California struggling with a niece, teenager, posting inappropriate things online. How do you handle that? We'll get to that in a moment. You're welcome to join us. 888-888-1717. Back very soon.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living. We talk about how an intentional life can save your life. If you allow the energy, the power of the Holy Spirit to fill your life, you may save your life. You may save a marriage. You may save your spirit. You're going to save yourself a lot of misery in life. You know, I really believe that intentional living can save your life. When I was titling the lesson this month for our members, I would title it and I'd retitle it and come back because I thought, boy, it sounds awful hyperbolic. And then I settled on it because I believe it's true. You think about it. In our lives, you and I have a choice. There's really about three ways that we can choose to live out a day. We can either be intentional, which we know what that is, figure out what pleases Christ, do the next right one thing. It's not about perfection. It's just about continuing on the course, having the right goals, and following through. Or you can live a good intentioned life, which means you have good intentions, you know what you'd like to do, you might even have goals, but then you are, well, you're occasionally not acting on them, or maybe an awful lot not acting on them, and that's procrastination. On the other hand, you could be living a non-intentional life, which means that you're jumping from one thing to another, you're busy with a lot of things, but at the end of the day, when you look back, you're not sure exactly what you've accomplished, and that can lead to weariness. So if you're feeling weary in your life, maybe you're living that unintentional life. If you're feeling like, you know, I'm stuck and I'm just not following through, that's more of the good-intentioned life. And we want to live an intentional life. You know what? We'd love to get this teaching to you. Intentional living can save your life and the entire Bible, the 66 books of the Bible, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. We're sending that to all new members, those of you who are joining us in monthly support. Come and join us today. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
There's several children in town that the only meal that they really receive on a daily basis is off of the free lunch program at school. And so on the weekends, they're not eating.
Sarah and Stacy decided to do something to meet the needs of these kids. Their intentional one thing helped them find purpose and passion for living.
So what we do is fill backpacks full of non-perishable food items and we send them home with those children on the weekend. And we put a Bible verse in the backpacks every week too. We want these children to know that the Lord provides for them. It makes me so thankful every morning for what I have. And to be able to turn around and bless other people, it just opens your eyes to God's blessings every day. Every day we get a check from somebody that we didn't even send a donation letter to. They just heard about the program. It is God working because there's just so many doors that have been opened for it.
One thing you can do to find purpose and passion for your life is to meet a need in the lives of other people. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover one thing you can do to begin living intentionally in Christ. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Dr. Kevin Lehman joining me today. Kevin and I go way back. We've written books together, traveled together, spoken together, done conference together. We did the Parent Talk broadcast together, and over the years have worked with a lot of families. And so it's always good to hear your voice again, Kevin, on the air with us here.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Randy. Appreciate you.
Hey, listen, Monica does have a question, and this is certainly contemporary today, what a lot of parents, in this case, sounds like a aunt may be facing. Monica's in California. Go right ahead, Monica.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I love your show.
Thank you.
So I have a niece who I'm very close to, and she's been posting just inappropriate pictures on social media, and it's pretty much every day. And she's got a couple of kids, you know, no father, baby daddy around. And I know it's a cry for help and attention, but when I was her age going through stuff, I really wish I would have had somebody in my life to talk to. She tells me things like she doesn't tell her parents. So I just don't know. I'm praying for her, but what do I say? How do I say it? How do I go about this?
Well,
you know, I think your soft pedal advice, if that's what you're asking, you want to give kids godly wisdom, but you have to listen to them without judgment, and that is the toughest thing, especially for us men. I mentioned that earlier, but women are just more relational by their nature, and since you have a good positive relationship with her, I would say things like, honey, you know, you've been on my mind so much, and, you know, I'm pretty computer literate, and I saw a couple things that you had posted, and I just want you to know I spent a lot of time thinking about what you posted. And for the life of me, I'm having a hard time figuring just what might be going on, but my sense tells me that everything in your life isn't the way you'd like it to be. Now, take that sentence. Everything in your life isn't the way you'd like it to be. You could ask Joe Blow on the street that question, and he's going to say, well, yeah, it's not everything I'd like it to be. It's a door opener. Mm-hmm. And if the relationship is built upon mutual respect and love, which it sure sounds it is from your end, you might be that person that breaks through, or really she tells you, and if she comes to you and say, well, Andy, what do you think I ought to do? If she's asking you that question, that's when God has given you the green light to share your heart, what you see, in as honest and forthright a way as you can.
Yeah, and I think I would add to what Kevin said there, Monica, a couple things. One is, the kids know this, but sometimes they don't think about it. Whatever you're putting out there is out there, and it can be out there forever. And it could impact career, can impact future relationships. In other words, you're taking some of the things that are most precious in your life, and you're just putting them out there online, and you're exposing that, literally in some ways, yourself. And I think that's important to remind kids of that. I think secondly, you sound like Dad's not involved, but it'd be nice if there was a male, someone that she respected, you know, a brother or older brother or cousin or, you know, father figure, who could just sit down with her and say, listen, I want to tell you how men think. And talk about with her in terms of how do men view those photos, those things that, you know, maybe she's not dressed appropriately. And is this really what she wants? And like you said, it's attention-getting behavior. And like Kevin said, you want to have an open relationship. You want to talk to her. You want to help her get to some of the root issues of feeling better about herself, getting better self-esteem, knowing her identity in Christ and so on, because that can help her make better decisions. But you know, I think it's a process as you really continue to deal with this. And I hear your heart, Monica. Stay in touch with her and keep loving her. Thank you, Monica. Kevin, I tell you what, we're out of time, but if you're okay, can you stay here? We'd like to take another 30 minutes, and we're going to record for a later date. Are you available? We can continue to talk
to
people?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, I'll put you on hold. We'll be right back. The phone line is open to you still, and we'd love to have you call in. Maybe you have a question about raising a teenager today. 888-888-1717 is the number. Dr. Kevin Lehman is my guest. I didn't ask him how many books. I will when we do the next show here. How many books has he written? But I know he's done a lot, over 50, I'm sure, and many of them on this very topic of marriage and, in this case, parenting, including parenting teens. If you missed any part of the program today, you want to hear it again on demand, it's available to you. Go to theintentionallife.com. Or you can go anywhere you find, you know, your podcast. We're on our podcast, you know, around the world every day with the Intentional Living broadcast. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your help there behind the controls. See you next time right here from Intentional Living. God bless you.